It's time for change in Ireland. May I ask you a personal question? A very special question that you're highly unlikely to be able to answer. Unless you're a bit weird, unless you're somewhat odd, unless you're some sort of misfit, nonconformist, or heretic. This is risky. Psychologically, it's not a great thing to ask people a question that puts them in the position of not knowing. We all like to know the answer, don't you? Saying, I don't know, doesn't make people feel great about themselves. Doesn't it make your mood dip? Power salespeople ask you a succession of questions to which you have to reply yes. They manipulate you. They strive to get you feeling you're a really positive person, ready to respond positively to the next challenge. Then they pop the question. Are you ready to buy this life-enhancing goodie, the product I have to sell you? You'd smell a trick a mile off. If you've studied Irish or are a native speaker, here's the personal question I'd like to ask you. What's the Irish for freak? An Irish-American from near Boston, best-selling business author, owner of a media empire, keynote speaker, Chris Brogan, has just published a book called The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth. The subtitle of the book is Entrepreneurship for Weirdos, Misfits and World Dominators. I'm writing to you from Cork, Ireland. I can't speak Irish. Have only cúpla focal, as we say. I need your help with what's the Irish word for a freak? Because I don't know. Because I feel a bit of a freak and I'd like to have an Irish word for what I might be. And because I haven't read the freak's book, the answer might just be in it. It's about how to be an entrepreneur. Not just any ordinary entrepreneur. It's about certain types of people who could easily be employees. You don't have to be a shareholder to be a freak, right? I've just listened to Chris Brogan explaining what the book is about. He says it's all about being an owner. Now, about us. Let's agree. You own your life. It belongs to you. But your mentality determines whether you are really the owner of your life. This is freaky stuff. When you own your life, you stand out from the crowd. When you own your life, you plough your own furrow. When you own your life, you make it happen. You can be full of pierced ears, purple hair, pink trousers, and only look different. It takes a lot more than looking remarkable to be remarkable. Looking weird and being weird are not the same. Looking a misfit and living a misfit life, they mean different things. We're talking substance here. To be a freak, misfit, weird, queer, heretic, or whatever word you use to indicate you're a person, living your life with a purpose that belongs to you is tough and deeply satisfying. I should have said, I think, is tough and deeply satisfying. In business, it means you get up each morning being yourself, not copying the competition. Your brand stands out in your mind. You act to make it unforgettably attractive in the minds of others. Unforgettably attractive in the minds of others. You see being distinct as your job. Being distinguished matters to you. You want to click with others on this basis. Your authenticity, no tricks, no shortcuts, nothing superficial. Genuine difference that runs through your whole personality, behaviour and services. What's the Irish for this sort of person? For this type of business? We've lost faith in the faith. We've lost faith in the authorities. They have let us down. Some people are no longer prepared to comply, copy, conform. Some people have been freaks since childhood. Others have become freaks because of what's happened. Some know the way forward is by honouring freaks, the people who do it a bit different from everyone else. I imagine that's what Chris Brogan's book is helping to build. A movement of freaks. Yes, a movement of freaks. Not just selling books, a movement of freaks. Thinking back to the origins of change agents. That's our business. When we sweated to find a name for our business, we eventually found change agents. It jumped out at us. We knew we couldn't help but be change agents. Anti-status quo. Agents of change. Agents for hire. Standing out, different from other people. You might call us freaks. Thinking about it, the word freak might be a bit freaky. Certainly weird is weird. But in a world that's increasingly crowded by people shouting, pay attention to my products, goods, services, business. Can you afford not to be different? Can you afford not to be different? P.S. There are four of them. Number one. As soon as we get a copy of the book, we'll publish reviews of it. Yes, this means send us your review, we'll publish it on our blog. Number two, it's published by Wiley, a great publisher of business books. We have no affiliate links with them. Number three, special thanks to AJ Lehan and Misfits Inc. That is what they will understand what I mean by that. So we'll just say AJ Lehan and Misfits Inc. Special thanks to them. Number four. Here's a concept. 10 t-shirts for freaks, weirdos, misfits, queers, heretics. Right? These are the words that would be on the t-shirts. 10 of them. Number one. Live boldly or die carefully. The choice is yours. Fly your own flag today. Make your own weather. Be your own wisdom. Make a bigger splash. The pond is boring. Wake up with a flower in your step. Open your eyes with pride in your heart. Blessed are the unmercifully brave, for they shall inherit the earth. Welcome aboard the proud freak train. It's rolling. And finally, make your own cluster. Be yourself this weekend. May the weather bend to your will. Thank you very much for listening to this. Are you a freak too?